We now move to 9.9, which is the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. And I recommend their motion there to both receive and note Mr. Buller's report for August 2019.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that Council will receive and note the Chief Executive Operational Report and provide an opportunity for the CEO to make any verbal comments he would like to in relation to his report.
Certainly. I'd like to second that, please. Thank you, Councillor Robertson. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My intent was to provide an opportunity for the Chief Executive to talk to his report. I don't think it's my place to talk to his report, so okay. I invite the CEO to make some comments if he chooses to do so.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, please take it as read, councillors. I'll just make one comment, and that's in relation to Croc A. I've noted there, you know, I actually had the privilege to attend the season opener for Croc A, and I must say, it was a bit of a challenge for me. I mean, I really don't know much about Croc A, and I watched a couple of videos on YouTube, Mr. Mayor, and I must say that the hoops actually on the video look, you know, they're quite big, you know, but when I actually got there on the court, you know, the hoops are very small, but thankfully, you know, they placed the ball, you know, close enough, you know, with the hoop, you know, because they wanted to make sure that I don't miss it, you know, so thankfully I managed to get the ball in the first try, Mr. Mayor, and so I was really relieved, you know, when that happened, I must say. I was actually told very clearly by the president that I shouldn't feel embarrassed, you know, if I can't actually get the ball through in the first try. She said, the only thing you have to do is just keep trying until you actually get the ball through the hoop, you know. So that was good, Mr. Mayor. Other than that, as I said, councillors, it's, please take it as read, but I'm happy to field any questions.
Councillor Mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I would like just to comment on one particular element of Mr. Buller's report, and that's the recent visit by the Honourable Michael McCormack, who at the time was acting Prime Minister, because I understand the Prime Minister was out of the country, so he wasn't the deputy at the time. But we had an opportunity to talk to him, along with council staff, around the Horsham Regional Livestock Exchange, and he was giving a briefing in relation to the Seeds River. But while he was there, I did sneak the opportunity to extend the invitation for a return visit, indeed to conduct some ceremonious type milestone in the roofing project, what that might be, the timing that might coordinate with some further funding announcements, fingers crossed, I'm not sure what that will be, but it doesn't need to be necessarily for the start of the project, but he was quite quick to say that he would be more than happy to come back and participate in what is clearly a project where they've provided some funds towards, significant funds towards that. But it was a great opportunity to outline the project, and that was really well conducted by Paul Christopher, our operations manager, who was on hand to answer any questions, as well as Mr. Martin. But the other thing I would like to say is that I'm pleased to see this level of reporting on council agenda. It highlights not only to the council but to the broader community to work with the CEO, and it highlights some of the more strategic work that he does and some of the contacts he has in the month. So I'm appreciative of the report that he provides.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. Councillor Robertson.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any speakers against the recommendation? Any other speakers? Thank you for the report, Mr. CEO. Put the motion. All those in favour? Move now to item 10, council reports and acknowledgements. It's on move, please, that we suspend standing orders. Councillor Power. I'll second it. Was in favour? Yes, that's carried. Okay, does anybody have any reports or acknowledgements they'd like to make tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the council off its condolences to the family of the late Honourable Tim Fisher, acknowledging his work as a member of Parliament and a strong advocate for regional Australia.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I won't expand any further in great detail. It's an opportunity not only to put a motion on the books to acknowledge the work that Tim certainly did over a long period of time. He was a passionate supporter of regional Australia and all things rural, and this is an opportunity to acknowledge that work in a way that he sees fit, so it could be in the form of a letter or a card or something similar. It's important to recognise his contribution to the rural region. And as you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, both you, yourself and I were listening to him talk recently, and there are a number of people, I think, with a lot of media in the room, and he spoke openly and honestly for about an hour and was happy to take questions, and just principally around his work in rail and a strong advocate for rail, but he's done lots of other things, and this is one way of acknowledging his contribution and supporting his family in a difficult time.
Thank you. Councillor Robertson?
Thank you. Certainly endorse the comments by Councillor Grimble. Mr. Fisher was a person who was respected across the whole spectrum of society, all political levels, all political parties, from the top to the bottom, and just certainly a great Australian, and sad to see him gone. So happy to support the motion.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other speakers? The motion was in favour. That's carried. Thank you. Can someone please move that we receive those reports? Councillor Power. Second that. All those in favour? Thank you. No urgent business tonight. No petitions or joint letters. We move now to procedural business, which is item 13. 13.1, Assembly of Councillors. 13.2, Assembly of Documents. 13.4, Council Committee Minutes. With a recommendation there, Councillors. Moved by Councillor Power.
Got those two magic words, receive and note.
So I'd like to second that. Councillor Power?
No, thank you.
Councillor Grimble? No. Any speakers at all? If the motion was in favour, I think that's carried. Thank you. Move now to item number 14, which is notices of motion. Notice of motion number 174. There's a notice of motion tonight from Councillor Grimble. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the Council request a regular economic development report is tabled on the ordinary council meeting agenda.
Thank you. So I'd like to second that, Councillor Robinson. Good. Thank you. Councillor Dumble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This has come in relation to a direct request from a business person in Horsham, and I think that it's probably something that we should do, and I encourage my councillors to support it. It's an opportunity to highlight and inform not only the council but the community on our economic activities, and as it's noted here in the rationale in my report, that economic development is an important function of council and regular reporting would be beneficial. Really, when you look at the lot of work that council does, there's lots of good things we do, and we don't necessarily sell and bundle up that work that we do. And I've noticed since we've ceased having planning meetings, we've lost the opportunity to provide some detail to the broader community around some of our building approvals, our planning approvals, but this economic development report can capture other elements such as tourism, business initiatives and private investment that are really inappropriate for council to make public comment about that. A few things come to mind, Mr. Mayor. There's a lot of knowledge around some of the empty shops and what's council doing about it. A lot of community interest in around the doctors and skilled shortage, and what does council do about that? We know there's a lot of things happening in the space of telecommunications. We're doing a lot of work out at the Industrial Precinct. I mentioned the roof project out at the Livestock Exchange. An earlier report spoke about the Aquatic Centre. We know that there's a lot of work done in the region, and a lot of work still to happen in relation to wind towers and mineral sands. We do a lot of work around advocacy with Women Development Association for regional cities and northwest municipalities. Mr. Mayor, what I'm looking for is not necessarily a report that has a recommendation attached to it. It's a report that would be provided for information of council and highlight not only to this chamber but to the broader community some of the work we do and highlight some of the really good work that council does. And there's many of those which we could tap into. So again, I put up a notice of motion around getting regular reporting from our CEO, which is has been well received, and I know that other councils do that with their CEO. So I reckon this would be a very good extension for council to include regularly on its agenda an opportunity for an economic development report. And should there be a time where there is nothing to report, that could be the report. But I would be surprised at having monthly meetings having nothing of interest to include on the agenda and highlight to the community of the council. Thank you.
Councillor Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So to support the comments of Councillor Grimble, prior to this council, this iteration of council, we didn't actually have an economic development plan as such, so you know, we put that in place. And this seems to be the next step. Part of the process should also improve our intelligence gathering processes, so how many shops are empty, what's that mean? Also the risks, you know, what's looming that might cause us some grief if the subsidy for rail freight is going to change, what's that mean to us? We've got, you know, obviously some mining issues that we're keen to stay on top of, so there'll be a whole raft of things, and I'm guessing there's going to be a little bit of work in working out what a standardised report might look like, and we might have to break it into sections, I'm not sure, but I think it's a terrific notion and fully supported.
Thank you, Councillor Robertson. Any speakers against the motion? Any other speakers? Councillor Power.
We noted before that we had a half-yearly report for the council plan, and we've just got regular here, so I just thought regular might be once a month, once a year, once every 2 years. You're willing to put a time frame on it, once every 6 months, or something like that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My intention is to have an agenda item which has an economic development report to it, so my expectation is that we'll have that a report provided to council every council meeting. If there's nothing to report, the report will be, no report is consistent with other reports, but my expectation is that this is to be included on the agenda regularly, which is once a month. Whether we've got a report table, that's up to the author of the reports. And I'm reiterating, I'm not looking for onerous workload on our staff. I appreciate that.
I fully support the idea, and I did note there's a new shop opened in Dale Street recently, and also there's going to be one opening pretty soon in the Gateway Plaza. So it's good to see, encouraging to see. And I think maybe even our communications team, Mr. Buller, can do some celebrations about those things. When a new business does open, I think we need to encourage them as a council, support them. So that's good. Ms. Murphy, do you want to comment on that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I think it is a good idea. We actually do provide some sort of reporting through to Wimmera Development Association, which is on a monthly basis. So we've already started looking internally about what this report might look like. So I think it is a good thing to do.
Mm. The motion was in favour. Yes, that's carried. Thank you, Councillor Green. Moving now to item 4.14.2. There's a further notice of motion from Councillor Grimble. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move the Council seek an independent audit of its authorisation and decision making to commence and advance the City to River Wimmera River Precinct and Central Activities District CAD Vision and Master Plan against its relevant interim council plan. The independent audit be conducted as a priority and undertaken by qualified auditors with local government experience to perform the task, and a closing report be provided to Council clearly stating its conclusions, including any recommendations for consideration of Council.
Councillor Grimble, something to second that. Councillor Robertson, thank you. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this notice of motion comes to light by a number of questions asked of me in relation to the City of River work. And primarily it's nothing to do with the merits of the City to River. That's not what my motion is about. Indeed, we're still in the submission process, so my debate and my intent is nothing to do with the merits of the city. It's really around justifying and demystifying, I suppose, the decision-making process. And I was asked a question recently by several people, who made this decision, when was it made and how was it made? And as a councillor, it was difficult to answer that question to give credibility to the integrity of the question that was asked. I don't really want to prejudice the independent audit, but again, as I've said, this has nothing to do with the merits of the city to river, and it's not really my point of debate. It's really around clearing up and having a clear, accountable, transparent and approval process, one that has clarity of responsibility. And Mr. Mayor, I've made comments before in the public realm that this body of work principally has been run by consultants and officers. And we've missed the opportunity on a number of ways to engage our community, and I think that probably would have been something which I would hope the councillors probably would have addressed in a stronger way. Again, I reinforce the council responsibilities. We are actually elected to lead, and one of the advantages of sitting in the chamber, I get principally two opportunities. One is to voice my approval or disapproval of something, so I get the opportunity to speak, and I get one vote. And that vote is very, very important to me, and I don't take it too lightly. I never take it lightly, I take it very, very seriously. Again, Mr. Mayor, I've been quite outspoken around best meetings and lost opportunity for me to be a decision maker as I has in the past, and we've spent, in my view, again, too much time in briefing sessions and getting consensus around council's direction, effectively removing a bait, and it doesn't sit that well for me. Mr. Mayor, I'd like the councillors to consider this notice of motion. Audit processes are not they're not new to council. Indeed, external auditing is really common to local government, the way they do business, and evaluating and improving our processes is seen as a good thing. So, if there's some recommendations or outcomes for the council to consider, it should do so, and I encourage you to support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I certainly support the comments by Councillor Gribble. The process we're undertaking, it is a 20-year commitment. There are significant implications for this community. I spoke at one of our briefing meetings about making sure the building blocks are right, otherwise the house of cards will fall down around our ears. And what Councillor Grimble is proposing is making sure those building blocks are right, that we are on good grounds for what we're doing, and that we have licence to go forward. If we don't do that, a lot of our projects will suffer ongoing criticism and prejudice good outcomes. Happy to support the motion.
Councillor Kimble, any speakers against the motion? I'm going to speak against the motion. One of the most important things that we as a council do is employ the CEO. And the gentleman on my right, this fellow was went through quite an exhaustive process to employ our CEO. And Mr. Buller comes to his experience with working in a small shire at Buller and a larger shire at the Surf Coast Shire, growing the place and growing the municipality, and also the experience in Maribyrnong, in town, particularly when it relates to traffic and movements of freight, etc. So he comes with a wide experience, and one of the things that we do when we appoint Mr. Buller was to place some key performance indicators. And one of the key performance indicators for our CEO was 1.3, which is develop a vision, branding and implementation strategy for the Wimmera River and Central Activity District by the 30th of June 2019. This wasn't a request. It wasn't a suggestion, if you like. He is charged with doing that as part of his key performance expectations, and that was fully endorsed by this council. So it was one of his KPIs that this work would be undertaken. And it follows the 14th of May presentation last year, when Mr. Bowler presented developing a vision for the River Precinct, which is an amalgamation of 13 current strategies and plans, which all feature in our council plan. We've talked tonight extensively about the council plan, and Councillor Grimble refers to the council plan in his motion. And the 13 current strategies, which are amalgamated under the City to River, and I'm happy to read them out. You got the timer on me, Councillor Mr. Bowler. Don't overstate my time limit. The Imagine Horsham, the Village Well Work, the Horsham CBD Revitalisation Strategy, the CAD Retail Strategy, the Framework for Managing Growth, Municipal Bicycle and Shared Path Plan, the Wimmera Sports Stadium Master Plan, Showground Strategy, the Sports Strand Strategy, the Sport and Recreation Strategy, the City Oval Master Plan, the River Corridor Master Plan, the Municipal Parking Strategy, the Horsham Integrated Transport Strategy, and the SGC work on growing jobs in regional Victoria. And they were all amalgamated into the one. The one piece of work, which is what we have at the moment, happening, and which features, like I said, throughout the council plan. The other thing I wanted to mention was that, in August last year, there was extensive media coverage about the project, and also the fact that Ms. Keeley announced that as part of her election strategy that she was supported. In the ordinary meeting, we adopted the part of it, the CBD section, as a state government election priority. The tender was then advertised in September 2018, and the progress report of the project was reported at the Audit Committee, which is also an important thing to note. The CEO reported the progress of this project at the Audit Committee, and then the councillor briefing in February. So I'm actually happy with the process, and I think it's important that we support the CEO. He has a delegation to do certain things, and this was part of his delegation, and so I'm quite happy with the process. Any other speakers? Councillor Power.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Beside of what you've just said, yes, he was elected, he was taken on as the CEO to do that. We too, the seven councillors here, were elected to lead. On numerous occasions in the past 2.5 years, we've been told as councillors we are not leading the way. In this case, with the Wimmera River Precinct and the Central Activity District, it's a vision, it's a master plan. It's not for us now to be arguing over, it's for us to be able to look into the future and to provide Horsham with a future plan. I talk to people about this plan and they say, well, they talk about different projects. The City Oval, for one, that's the easiest one I can think of at the moment, where it's not going to upset too many people, and the plans for that too, but to encourage greater sporting events to come into our town. My vision with this is, it's for ones that are sitting here now that have got kids, grandkids and great-grandkids for the future of Horsham. It's all very well to say, well, yes, I like it the way it is at the moment. I don't want it to change. I don't want it to cost any more money in the future. I don't think it's up to me to put a hold on Horsham, to stop Horsham from growing. We need jobs in Horsham. We need people to come and live in Horsham.
Not as it is now.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Power's not speaking to the motion. He's talking about the doing of the CAD and the rest of it. We're actually debating a motion about an audit, not the CAD.
Thank you. I agree, Councillor Robinson. Councillor Power, can you confine your thoughts to what actually the motion is tonight, please?
Righto, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could I just reinforce that my motion is not about the CAD. I'm surprised that the comments alluded to the comments around the plan, and it's got nothing to do with putting the project on hold. Mr. Mayor, you spoke about indeed the CEO's KPIs,
yes,
and I appreciate that, but this is purely and holistically around separation of power. Council officers have a completely different role to perform, as does elected representatives. So this is around being very clear around the separation of power. You spoke about the some of the media coverage, and indeed the News Circle has some material which showed a picture of Peter Walsh and a Keely down by the river. Again, as you highlighted, nothing to do with the resolution of the council. It was actually a state government election commitment, which again has nothing to do with authorisation of this council. And again, KPIs and the CEO are one thing, but having appropriate, accountable resolutions by this council to proceed, to engage consultants and undertake what is the most significant body of work this community has seen for many, many years, the audit would actually undertake that, Mr. Mayor. If you're confident that the processes are being put in place that are adequate enough, you should actually support the audit, which will address, not my concern in its entirety, it's the concerns which have been raised by the community. So if you're confident, Mr. Mayor, that this council has followed correct procedure, you would have no issue in having an independent audit because it would actually flesh that out. So I've got to ask the question, if you don't want to have an independent order, is there something in there that you're not quite comfortable with? Mr. Mayor, if I ask the question again, if you're comfortable that we followed the correct procedure, an audit would highlight that and identify very clearly to the community the difference in the separation of power. I actually have gone back through the minutes and I cannot answer the question asked to me in the committee, which has been asked a number of ways, who made this decision, how was it made, and when was it made. I fundamentally can't answer that question in a way that gives credibility to the question. The audit would provide that opportunity, Mr. Baird. It's not about necessarily being critical of a process. This is about improvement in our process. When you look at the community consultation, one of the things they criticised this council very heavily was the way we do our business and the way we make our decisions, Mr. Mayor. I'd encourage councillors to just consider the opportunity of an independent audit and whatever recommendations or findings might come from that. Don't be deterred by going through that process because it might just provide some opportunity for council improvement in its processes, and it might indicate that the council has a strong, defendable process. And then I can take that message out to the person who answered the very question, Mr. Mayor. I ask you to, again, reconsider your position. And I haven't not quite sure where Councillor Power is coming from, because he didn't actually debate at one point. But again, Councillor Power, I encourage you to do what is reasonably commonplace in local government, is to have an independent audit and clear up any lack of clarity around what I see is separation of powers between elected representatives to council administrators.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. Can we move to suspending orders? Because I've got a question I want to ask the CEO. Can someone move to suspend standing orders from that, please?
Mr. Mayor, in all due respects, the debate is concluded. You should actually take the vote.
Okay.
Procedurally, I don't think you've got the opportunity to answer a question once I've summarised my debate.
Mr. Harrison, can you comment on that? Off the top of your head. Okay, well, no. What we'll do, we'll put the vote and we'll vote and then I can ask the question later. Okay, do that. So, all those in favour of Councillor Robinson's motion? Councillor Grimble's motion? All those against?
No.
So we'll do it again then. All those in favour of Councillor Grimble's motion? No. Those against? Okay. Now I'll have to vote twice. I'll vote against it. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to call for revision, please.
For revision? Yeah. So all those in favour of Councillor Grimble's motion? It's Councillor Grimble, Councillor Robinson. All those against? Councillor Carroll and Councillor Radford. Councillor Radford uses casting vote.
Mr. Mayor, just a point of clarity, you challenged my voting technique and said that I voted twice.
No, I asked you to do that.
No, you challenged my position and I voted twice. I did not actually remove my raised hand. Indeed, you went to the second vote too quickly. I didn't actually remove my hand. Very clear that I would not vote against
okay.
A notice of motion I put up.
Okay, well, I realise you wouldn't do that. Councillor Grimble. Okay. Well, there's no point asking a question now, so we won't take more. I'm happy to share later in the meeting what my question was.
I have no reason to your question.
Oh, I think you might. Okay. We'll move down to item 15, which is confidential matters. The confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now ask members of the gallery to leave so that the meeting can move into confidential matters.